And 6:06, we have rain, 71 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're headed to 79 for a high. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, it is raining this morning, but the city of Pawnee is desperately trying to conserve its severely low water supply. The mayor of Pawnee is Brad Sewell. He says there is a state of emergency there.
That enables us to quickly begin construction of a water well so that we can get it up and running as soon as possible. And that's going to help ensure that we've got water supply for our citizens.
Mayor Sewell says construction on the new well will begin June 8th. It is expected to be completed by the end of July. City attorneys from eight Tulsa County communities say Sheriff Stanley Glanz is wrong. They say the sheriff does not have the authority to set the rate for inmates staying at the county jail. The Tulsa County Jail Authority could take up that issue later today. A legal fight is developing over education funding in Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma House's top Democrat wants an attorney general's opinion on the constitutionality of legislative action that diverted almost $8 million from the Oklahoma Higher Learning Access Program. Representative Scott Inman says he believes it's unconstitutional as well as immoral to reduce funding for the college scholarship program and that some students won't receive the tuition assistance they were promised. The program provides free tuition to Oklahoma students whose family income is $50,000 or less and who maintain a certain high school grade average. It serves about 19,000 students. Inman says he questions whether the legislature has the authority to reduce the funding. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
An Oklahoma County judge, meanwhile, has scheduled a hearing in a lawsuit that challenges Governor Fallon's refusal to turn over documents requested under the state's Open Records Act. District Judge Barbara Swinton will hear arguments from attorneys in the case today. The squabble is over documents from Fallon's office related to decisions to reject a state health insurance exchange and Medicaid expansion under the new federal health law. The city of Tulsa has opened a new mulch site where you may take your green waste. The new site is between 129th and 145th East Avenues, just off of Pine Street. Streets and Stormwater Department Operations Manager Scott Van Loo says the new location is much larger.
It gives us a lot more area. The old location was about 15, 20 acres. The new site's 392 acres.
The old mulch site off of 56th Street North is now closed. Muskogee police this morning are still looking for 62-year-old Elaine Springer. The cancer patient has been missing for over a week now. She was last seen driving a metallic-colored Dodge Durango. PSO starts giving out energy-efficient light bulbs to needy families through its Shine a Light project. More than 75,000 compact fluorescent bulbs will be given out. And Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma Director Elaine Bradshaw says they're distributing the bulbs to families they help.
And they're going to be able to come and pick those up when they come and pick up peanut butter and spaghetti sauce. We have some folks here today. Some of these are going to be in lamps as soon as tomorrow, which I find really, really gratifying. So it's going to have an impact even before the weekend.
The program helps needy families who can't normally afford the expensive light bulbs. Our weather forecast, the air quality is good today, although the grass pollen count will be high. Thunderstorms likely today, some strong, a high of 79. Tonight, partly clear, down to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and nice with a high of 81. The weekend at this point, both days looking nice with highs in the mid to upper 80s. National Weather Service radar shows the rain shifting off to the east of the Tulsa area this morning. Right now, we do have rain at 610 and 71 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.